I'm your host, Sully. This is the Jacked Up Review Show. And as always, we are always interviewing some kind of talent, some kind of anyone from an author to an actor to some other spokesperson. And in this case, we do have speaker, radio DJ, actor, and stunt performer and martial artist, Manuel Lerma, here on the show today. How are you acing it, my dude?
I'm good, man. How are you today?
Anytime. Glad you got to have you. So, you've been busy. He is currently the host of The Canceled Show, internet radio station and podcast, which is housed here at Fishbowl Radio here in Dallas, Texas. Well, glad to have you here. And so, you know, I've known you for quite a while. We went back a ways. I've known Manny since college. He's always so fortunate to work with him. I learned so much from his just nature, his stamina, his endless energy, and just beyond just courteous, just polite nature. What took the shift? Where did you decide, you know, I really want to be a DJ? And how did you get the opportunity recently?
Hey, well, check it out. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on your show, man. I mean,
we go way back,
you know, me and my dude. And, so, Shalia and my co-host, shout out to my Guadalupe Chavez. He's going to join in later on. You guys get to meet him.
That'd be great.
He's co-host of The Cancel Show. Let me see. First, I'm no longer a Fishbowl. I'm with Sour Kids Productions.
Okay.
And, you know, but you know how that started was, I did it 5 years ago before I did this show. I was doing the Latin Nation show.
Yes.
And, you know, I liked it. I liked it a lot, man. I was interacting with people. People were like, yo, you're just so natural with the charisma, you know, talking to the people. You're so good and, you know, just talking to people. And I think after that show fell, you know, the co-host or whatever, they weren't getting along together.
It happens. Too many creatives in the room.
Yeah, it was too many. Was it too many Chiefs and not enough Indians? Kind of a thing.
Don't say that. Then you really will get canceled. I was doing internship at Fishbowl back, I want to say, 2013. And they kept finding a way. Oh, we want you to be on our staff, but we don't want to pay you. I'm like, then we're not coming in.
Yeah, no shit. See,
fuck you.
But, you know what? Don't get me wrong. You know,
they're shout nice out to people. Lira some of them.
Brooklyn, they're amazing. They're great people. Yeah. It was just that it wasn't my show. And, you know, when I went on board, I wanted to because I wanted to be able to promote movies. Like,
creative
you know,
control.
Of course, you know, I wanted to be able to promote all of my friends' movies, actors, you know, people like yourself, you know, when you had movies coming out, I went like, oh, look, hey, check out my friend. He has a movie coming out and direct traffic in that way. So when I did that, I was just like, that's what I really want to do. But my co-hosts at those times, they weren't going in that direction. But I was the first one in that company to be able to say, hey, look, how about you check out this industry where I come from? And we can cross promote.
Yeah.
And it seemed like a good idea, but they were going the music route. So, which is cool, whatever. And
you got to stick to what you want to do. And some people want to stick to the script, and you had your own script. And that's where
there you go. And it's fine. You know, again, find your own way. I got to learn a little bit.
You got the confidence level boosting. So you're just like, okay. I'm going to do this in my free time.
And after that happened, man, it was, I guess I let like a couple of years, 5 years go by. And telling one, a good buddy of mine, I was just letting him know, like, hey, man, I want to get back into it. You know, I want to get into, I just want to try it one more time, you know? And at the time it started out with, you know, two guys and at first, it seemed like it was going to be a trio, but one of them just stopped answering my phone call, and
I hate it when people ghost each other.
Go completely, and he just didn't want to do it. And, you know, and then just the other one.
I'll stop texting you.
Yeah, and then shout out to my brother Rashad, man. He wanted to. I'm getting a phone call in the middle of the meeting. Hold on. So, he wanted to. We started this out together, and my brother Rashad and I, we started this because we wanted to do the automatically. And the first meeting that we had, it came to me. I said, I know what it's called already, the cancel show, because by this time it was it's just the way everything's so censored. You know, I was using an example of, I said ma'am one time and I got in trouble for it. Not because I was trying to be mean. I said ma'am, thank you ma'am, just because that's the way I was raised. It was a sign of respect, you know, to, I don't mean to disrespect by it, you know, I mean, ma'am in the sense of I respect you as my elder or, you know, stuff like that. And I remember someone took offense to that.
It seems like there's a lot of people, because so many proper phrases have been kind of used as sarcastic phrases. I noticed a bit of that. I've seen some people get offended by me using "yes, sir," and they just think I'm a good old boy. I'm like, no, I'm acknowledging your existence. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
There you go.
It's just amazing we've come to that. But now that with all the interculture wars, we're always going to encounter some Stan, some Karen, some Kyle, you know.
Yeah. That's why, like I said, and then we were also like on the, you know, I don't know what I'm allowed to say, and I can't say on your show, but cussing and all that.
But, oh, you can't fucking say that. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
But yes, you know, it was more like, another one was like, you know, I believe everybody has the right to live the way they want. And a lot of them have to do with, you can't say nothing towards gays or something because you get canceled. And I'm just like, well, that's not fair. They can say whatever you want about us, but you can't say nothing. But again, nothing in against them. It's just like, all I'm saying is if you say something, if you dish it out, get ready for someone to come back at you.
It's like you got to word it as I'm doing a critique of another kind of person, but then it gets annoying because, kind of like the word overrated, people assume instantly because you're saying criticize, oh, so they're here to roast me. I'm like, no, I'm here to give you a critique.
Yeah, there you go.
What the fuck, dude? It's called constructive. But now that is the other question. I think because so many people are familiar with bad examples of like rants and YouTube people talking shit on there or on TikTok, they think, oh, so it's a smack talk session. I'm like, no, totally missing the point.
Exactly. And now, so that, and on the same night, I came up with a logo, the canceled. And I know my buddy Rashad was like, hey, no, it should be the canceled show. But on the shirts, if you notice, it's all say canceled.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the Batman signal, because that means canceled. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you're not allowed to say that. I had a lady the other day said, hey, I love your shirt. What does it mean? Like, what does it stand for? And that's what we want people to ask. Like, what does it stand for? What are you saying? Well, I mean, and generally it means like, hey, we're not going to shut up. Either whatever side you're on, you're not canceling me, you know, I'm going to say what I want. I'm not going to be apologetic. I'm not apologizing for shit. I'm going to be me, whether you like it or not. So that's what the cancel show, you know, stands for. And people love it, man. People are behind it. Like, that's
You've had some fun sit downs. You've had local comedians there. You've had so many other DJs even come in. And it's cool in that you're also doing a fun photo session. And other times, yeah, you guys are also just like in on the joke. You'll do like little digs at each other to get everyone kind of in the mood. It's like, see, this is how we talk. Our guest doesn't know how we talk. Let me invite you into my world for, again, an hour.
The cancel show, it's a world of madness. The thing, you know what I mean? I love you guys, I have so much fun
recording.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. Yes, we do, man. It gets wild, but it's just you gotta have a good foundation with first your I'm gonna say your co-host. Like,
you gotta have that rapport. Yeah.
Well, you know, like I said, We switched things up. We went switched up the direction we were going. When I brought on Pio, you know, I brought on Pio, which is my, actually, funny story, he's my brother-in-law.
Yeah,
I think he has a good charisma, funny. He's a guy that just will speak his mind. You know what I mean? And I just need that. I need someone that's out there, but at the same time could be out there, but at the same time that is a smart. I don't know if that makes any sense. Like, this fucker is smart when it comes to, like, talking about theories or open-minded to other people, you know?
Yeah, and he's not doing it in a Joe Rogan way where he's spouting shit out, but he doesn't even know what any of it means. He's just doing it for easy shock jock madness. And it's like, well, you guys will shout something out. And again, you and Rashad and Peel are all kind of the Laurel and Hardys. In some ways, dare I say it, you're the Latino Three Stooges. Rashad, but you know what I mean? Like, you guys play off each other. And it's like, okay, stop. Here's what I'm talking about. But there, you know how to grab our attention and then kind of just scoop it around. It's like, here's where we're going with this.
Yeah. Well, so far it's just me and Pio now. Rashad's not on the show no more. So
he's been canceled. No, just kidding.
Yes. Yeah. Much love to my brother, man. But yeah, it's just me and Pio. Like I said, we switched directions on what we're going towards. Mm-hmm. And like I said, now you can see, I think it's been more madness on the show now.
Yes.
Like, like, our guests are out there, man. Are, and, you know, it's, I love it. I love the madness, just because I want to show the people, like, you know, nowadays it's just like everybody has a standard, like, oh, don't do this or don't do that. Or, you know,
it's kind of like, don't do drugs. Why don't do drugs? Show.
Yeah.
Show how and why.
But on this one, you know, like, we sit down and talk to OnlyFans girls. Like, you get to meet, like, some of them are not just all bimbo. Some of them are really smart. You have the body, you have the looks. Why not pull it off, you know? And like I said, we ask questions that all everybody's asking, you know, that everybody's thinking. So, I mean, it's, I love it, man. I wouldn't change it for the world. Like
you
I said,
you open up. A lot of people, and then you, again, you nail it on the head by saying, hey, we all belong here. We're all totally strangers, and we all get along here. So let's backtrack a bit. I had the fortune of working with one of your mentors, Khalid Beard, who is a wonderful, you know, martial artist, works at Title Boxing Gym, and, you know, owns a brewery. And, you know, I totally saw why he, you know, influenced you and why many others, you know, who you've been fortunate enough to work with, you know, are just so balanced. You have all these various talents and everything. You made your own career.
Who are you talking about though? Who'd you say? I'm sorry.
Khalid Beard.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Khalid.
Yeah. One of the homies, man. I work with him on, I forgot the movie project. He'll tell you what movie project we worked on together. He's a great guy. I love his energy. I love his input on his knowledge.
He does so many clothes donations every year and just knows how to be just very humorous, you know, and just very engaging. My aunt actually knew him back in the day too, so it's small world, but it's with all the people who you've grown up loving, what would you say, what skill that you got the most out of all their various teachings and just hanging with them, realizing they weren't the average Joes?
Bro, if anything, I if anything, you know that my influences come from my teachers, my masters, mm-hmm. my martial art masters. Right. So the way I carry myself, or the way I act towards stuff, or the way I am spiritually, comes from a martial art background. So, when I was a student, man, everything, you know, you learned all this to use it. Now it's time to use it. When your teacher's no longer there, that's when you got to use it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Hey, the way I carry myself is as a martial art is a warrior way.
A warrior way, yes.
Because, I mean, I'm a warrior. I train almost.
You're a beast.
Yeah. I love training, but I love the concept of training, discipline, being able to push your body, and like I said, I think every man should do it, you know.
Totally. You've been fortunate enough to speak at a various school and Latino youth sponsored events. When did that door open? When did you get that opportunity
to Well, actually, you know what's crazy? I made that door. I started teaching
right here. Nice.
Yeah, like I started teaching, donating my time on the weekends, teaching kids for free. Because I saw the need that, like, I started during the week. I was teaching during the week too, and I had a group of students. You know, I was like that need mentoring, man, and that I saw that they were just like me when I was their age. So I was giving. I feel like I'm not giving back, because I don't want to call it that. I'm helping the next generation. You know right. What I mean? I'm building champions. I'm building warriors. And not only that, I feel like we need it now.
We need more inspiration. We need more helpfulness. Any people who you would listen to now? There's so many great podcasts and radio shows that go into everything from society to politics to even mental health and science. What are some people you're listening to now where you're like, man, finally someone's speaking some hidden truth that's been.
Man, I'm not gonna lie to you. Podcasts are gonna be funny. It's gonna sound funny, but I really don't listen to podcasts.
No, it's common too. It's just like with actors. There's many people who work in the industry, but they're so busy doing it they don't make time for.
I don't like listening to podcasts, but I do like listening to the documentaries.
Crime or history.
Yeah, like I've been watching true crime. I've been watching because I like the way. Well, first of all, the documentaries on how the serial killers tick. You know what I mean? How they work.
Because I like to use,
Jeffrey Dahmer or
serial killer. I thought you said circular.
No. Serial killers, you know, that how they tick and how they work, because I would pay attention to little signs and notes about people like them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, when to tell whether someone's a weirdo versus a creep. And
yeah, there you go. Versus I also like the aliens, you know, the paranormal or the ghost. And like I said, I like to watch the actual documentaries on them. Or history also, like the JFK, all that stuff.
Stuff that'll never be solved, but like Tupac and Biggie, the world is just.
But actually, they did solve the Tupac and Biggie, but now.
Wait, they did?
Yes. Yes, they did. But
it was an LAPD cover-up, right?
Oh, man, it had to do with the dude that they beat up. It was his uncle that went back and killed Pac. But, I mean, it's so long ago, and people really don't care. They really
Dwayne, you know, Keith, I mean? Davis. Oh my God, Keefy D, Keefy D, yeah. Did him wrong. Wow.
See what I mean? But fuck, people don't want to hear that. People just like, they love the mystery,
and they also like to regurgitate the shit that's been like disproven and like dig it out of the well again. I'm like, no, it's the same thing. Yeah. When I see someone taking a conspiracy theory, I always make sure it doesn't have InfoWars or other bullshit. I'm like, okay, so they've taken that theory and now they've shit down its throat. That's what they've done.
Right, right.
You're not, you're poisoning the well. You're not helping anybody by just making
it easy clickbait. Exactly. Or, I like I said, I like to watch documentaries because that's where I know I want to go to the facts. You know what I mean? Like, I love even Gangland. I used to watch that shit all the time.
That was an addicting, doc.
You know what I mean? Or what else? Like I said, I like to watch different documentaries so that way I know I can put them together. And whenever I'm talking about something, I know exactly what I'm talking about. It's not like just something that I think. No, this is what it's proven, you know? Because a lot of the time, and that's the thing, a lot of the times, like now, people are going to be like, oh, well, that's the fact. That's your fact. Like, no,
I hate that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's like, no, it's actually facts. I don't know if you ever had if you were to say the sky is blue and you're just like, oh, well, I can tell you why the sky is blue.
The earth is flat.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but even if you are an idiot, I still respect your right to think that way. But I want, you know, in return, I ask you, why do you think that? You know, what makes you think that? Like, why do you think that if scientists and all that has told us the Earth is round and out of space, when they're, you know, when NASA and all them, you know, are up there, they see the Earth round. Why do you think it's going to be like flat?
I don't know. Why did it's easier to I mean, Alec Baldwin, I know, timely, once said in a funny Wired magazine interview, it's, if you know you're going to suck, then suck less. And I kind of took that away from just, it's just, that got me in the mode of just realizing it is easier to, yeah, be bad at your job than actually make a concise effort. I mean, it's easier to be under a rock than actually learn from history and the pain that keeps repeating in various generations in various areas. And with how schools are going and wanting to downplay it, you know, expect more bastards coming out and saying stupid shit that you're just like, oh Lord, have we have work to do?
Exactly. And like I said, it's just the cancer show does all that. It's all that. We're going to anywhere and everywhere. And, you know, I mean, and that's why we, like I said, we called it the cancer show, because anything, you know, you might say something and someone in the scientist community, you know, the science community might get offended, or the history community might get offended. Anywhere you go, you're going to offend somebody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But we're not doing it intentionally. We're just trying to see, like, okay, well, what doesn't piss you off? What was that good saying that said, what's that old saying that said, it's hard to please everybody, but it's easy to piss off everybody.
I didn't know that was a thing, but yeah. You're right.
So that's why do what you want to do at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's getting electrifying and invigorating how it's just commonly just easy to see everyone just pissed off.
Yeah.
It kind of makes you wonder, like, what are ways where everyone can just literally, like, calm down? Like, a common way to piss people off who are already pissed off is to tell them to calm down, because that just means, oh, you think I'm a crazy guy getting all angry? It's like, don't tell me to fucking calm down, motherfucker. But it gets even more interesting in how some of the simplest methods are, like, perfect ways to just kind of just de-stress. I find when dealing with this other stuff, you know, I just... long, just like hold your breath and then just let out your breath, you know, release.
Yeah. Well, see, and I guess, and I say on the show, if you have a problem with it, come on the show and talk about it. Because I feel like all these are conversation pieces that should be had, but people are so up their ass, you know, I'm right and you're wrong, that we can't talk. So again, show me why you feel this way, or show me why you're thinking this way. And maybe we can have a better understanding, you know. Like, I actually want to sit down with the KKK members.
Mm-hmm.
I want to sit down with extreme Black Panthers. I want to sit down with extreme, you know, my people, Hispanics, Mexicans, Latinos, you know. But I want the hardcore ones. That why shouldn't we, you know, why shouldn't we, como se dice, integrate, like. Because a lot of them believe, like, white people, I mean, not white people, but KKK members, why do they hate us so much? We're just almost alike, honestly. We all want to live a better life. We all want better for our future, you know, our family. Like, what's the difference? Like, we're not, you know, if you think that Hispanics are taking your jobs, that's something that they're feeding to you. You know what I mean? Like,
well, the other problem is, I mean, I couldn't do what you're doing. I couldn't sit down with a KKK guy, but it's interesting how, yes, there are ways to deprogram a lot of bastards who are,
yeah.
It's like, some of them can be pleasant, and then next thing you know, is like every other word out of your mouth is like, whoa, where the fuck did that come from? And so it's interesting how, especially with neo-Nazi attacks and just other stuff that's come to light, how there's just so many hidden criminals, so to speak, people who you thank for every day, and then next thing you know, you invite them to dinner and you're like, oh my god, who's the person who was very pleasant that I work with every day? You know, it's, we're having to find out that there's just so many hidden truths about other people, and some of them aren't lost causes, but some of them are, you know. Some of them is like, oh, you're just too far gone, so if I see you at a crime scene, you know.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, no. But again, it's just, I want to sit down and have those conversations. You know what I mean? Like,
you don't want to be necessarily the intention was not to be a shock jock or just get everyone riled up and then have virtually no solution after a bunch of rants. You did want to actually
No, yeah. Yeah, because, like, if you looked at, like, Jerry Springer shows and all they would do is choke each other out and no solution. At least I want to know why you thought that way. Like, you know.
Why did you think going on reality TV would solve your so-called problem?
Right? Like, it's fucking funny. Yeah, no, but no, and even if nothing gets solved, I want you to see at least, like, a light. You know, see me, Manuel Lerma, as a person. Like, hey, man. If I saw your kid getting bullied and getting his ass whooped, I'm not gonna say, "Oh, he's one of those guys' members." No, I'm gonna step in and help, because you know that's not my job to judge you, that's yours, you know. But I want to show you that there are people that are not what we whatever your idea of us is, you know. But that goes for anybody, though. I mean, you could be any color, and that was another thing. Like when I was on the other show, they were just only reaching Hispanics. I'm trying to reach the world. You know, I want to reach my people, I don't mean Hispanics. Of course I mean Hispanics, but I mean like the underdogs. You know, if you're the white, black, Asian, you know, Latino, I'm talking about you. You know, that's who I'm talking about. My people.
The backstories, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, when I say don't be alone, we've got this together. I'm not just talking about the one his whole race. I'm talking about everybody. You know, if you feel like you're the underdog and no one got your back, I got your back. You know, because
who were some of the big other parts of members in your life who inspired your everyday, just very positive nature?
My teacher, Steve Stevens. Again, which is my martial art master. You know, well, he's a grandmaster now. Martial grandmaster is
very cool.
He's he taught me like 12 years out of my life every day. People don't, you know, every day I was training martial arts, man, and every day I got to spend with my teacher. And with that, I got to see like how he was with other people. He was very respected amongst like his community, amongst his peers, and he treated everybody with equality and respect. And my teacher's black, by the way, so he's not Asian, he's black. And, you know, we got to show him our culture also, like, you know, our foods and you know, stuff like that. And as well, for us, he got, you know, he showed us his culture. So, but I love him like my dad, like he's my dad to me, you know. Yeah. So
you had so many people who were just kind of your unofficial uncles and cousins, basically.
Well, yeah, like another one would be Master Cassius White, another master that taught me so much. Mm-hmm. Another one is C-Buck, Emmanuel Jones. You know, they those guys were the pillars of me, my influences with everything who you see now, with my patients, my. And, you know, and I try not to have attitude. It's always like I try to do, like I said, the martial art way, meditate, calm down, walk away, be disciplined, be courteous to everybody.
Change up a diet once in a while. You know, you and I have both taken on protein powders, and I'm now doing, I might have to loan you this. There's some cool mineral beams.
Yeah.
Take a little small cups of that and mix it in. It tastes just like coffee. It's delicious. And
But you saw, I mean, those are the pillars of me. And to me, I mean, it stuck with me because now, like, I gained some weight this time, but I'm in the gym. I'm training every day. You know, I'm constantly training. And if I'm not training, I'm in a bad mood. Like, I just want to train.
And your persona is infectious. People love hanging with you.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what that's about.
You're able to absorb just all this, even just quiet realities of life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I love it. I love it. I love people.
We'll return after these messages.
Do you ever find yourself thinking about who would win in a fight between Goku and Superman? Hi, I'm James Gavsey, and on the Who Would Win show, me and my co-host Ray ignore anything important happening in the outside world and debate fictional battles between characters from comics, movies, and video games.
We got a new show every week, and almost always am I the winner.
Yeah, not true, Ray.
In the past, we've discussed such matches as Captain America versus Darth Vader, Solid Snake versus the Iron Giant, classic matchups like RoboCop versus Terminator, and even the Muppets versus Sesame Street.
That one was crazy. So if you're a fan of geek culture and love a spirited debate, check out the Who Would Win Show wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out at whowouldwinshow.com.
We let things pile up in the DVR, we add them to our queues, we wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters Podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
Cool thing about Blind Knowledge is we are in multiple countries. We are worldwide, all across the globe. We are in the US, we are in the UK, we are in Canada, Germany, India, Japan, we're in Australia, y'all. BlindKnowledge.com. Now back to the feature presentation.
Dragon Ball Z, One Piece, Naruto, all things that we love, all manga that were originally published in the legendary magazine Weekly Shonen Jump.
But not every series can run for 300 chapters and have a hit anime. This is David.
This is Jordan.
We're the hosts of Shonen Flop. Each episode we look at manga that ran in Jump that didn't quite make it.
We discuss what it did wrong, what it did right, how the series could have turned itself around, and ultimately, was it a flop or not?
We're on all your favorite podcast apps, and you can find us at shonenflop.com.
Keep on flopping, floppers.
P.O.
P.O. P.O. Okay.
P.O., awesome. Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. What's going on, guys?
Nothing much.
What's up, Brooksy?
He's coming out of the dark.
I'm here now. I'm here. Y'all can stop talking bad about me.
Why would I talk shit about people who I'm going to interview?
Hey, just remember, he knows where you live at.
Oh, shit.
I'm talking about hey, Camry. Cam, he knows where you live at.
Okay.
And he was fresh out of jail. So don't look him in the eyes.
Mask up, meet us at our outdoor hot dog party.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
sounds like a Sunday night.
No, it's all right. Not that kind of
I don't use Zoom, so I'm trying to figure this shit out.
Hey, he's alive from New York.
Well, you look like
there we go.
You're like you're about to get the news.
Your IT support is in the house. Hey.
Look, I am like looking fly, all right?
You look like he's about to give us the sports.
I might, if you knew sports.
I'm loving that t-shirt, my dude.
Devoted, involved, loving father.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it meant something else.
Means that too. It means that too, but
double meaning.
Double meaning, yeah.
So Guadalupe Chavez is in the house, y'all. It is
yes, sir.
So how long have you been in the world of entertainment and radio?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, like 6 months.
Okay. I'm turning the spotlight on you. You wanted your moment in the sun.
Let's see. Yeah, I've been doing it randomly for 6 months. This guy kept on calling me back to his podcast, and I just never left after that.
This one Manny guy, what the fuck's his deal?
I'm telling you, bro. Like he carries himself as a pro. You would think he's been doing it for years, man.
I haven't. I just go on and I just talk shit. I don't even prepare. I like literally
like Manny,
just,
you
I'm
go
in the
with
moment.
The flow.
Yeah.
Well, actually, funny story that I actually like to prepare a little bit, at least some of it.
Yeah, I make plenty of notes.
He does
a little research.
Yeah,
and you play. So I know what I'm talking about. He's talking about yeah.
But he doesn't plan shit at all.
I don't. I like to jump into these things and figure it out as I go. That's when I'm at my best,
Mr. Adapter. Yep. All right, so. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your background. What do you study in? What was your profession prior to this?
I studied nothing, man. I got kicked out of school when I was in the ninth grade. didn't go back to school. Had a bunch of kids and then worked.
Sounds like a party.
Worked. And that's about it, bro. Like, I didn't do anything to prepare for this. I'm just a people person.
When did you and Manny first meet?
Oh, after. Do you want me to say it, Manny?
Yeah, go ahead.
He gets mad. So we
after
got
many lost his virginity. After Manny was a young boy.
Well, after I banged his sister. But yeah.
Oh.
That's everybody's expression right there. Whoa.
Yeah. He is my brother-in-law. So
yeah. I think it's funny that people find it weird. They're like, yeah, you guys are brother-in-laws? I'm like, yeah, we are. Yeah. But you know, we get along great. We get along just amazingly, bro.
After a few slugfests in the backyard, it's all good.
Yeah, it was a couple rough years, but you know, we good now.
Tap out of this headlock, motherfucker.
It took us a while to get there, but you know. We're amazing. We're family now.
Lot of the same interests, like sports, martial arts, movies.
No.
Not at all.
Really, no, I'm a big movie fan.
Sorry, go ahead.
Our main goal, before I got with his sister, we were friends, you know? So our main goal was to get girls. Like that was all we were trying to do. We were partying and getting girls, and then I got with his sister, and that's when it stopped.
That was our goal.
A book from you guys, How to Be a Player.
Actually,
a Loopy and Manny edition.
I was telling Pio, like, we could actually teach somebody. You know what? I would want you to be part of our experiment, Cam.
Oh God.
Hear me out. Me and P feed you lines, and you just walk up to a girl and pick her, you know, and just pick her up. Some pickup lines. But using the lines we give you.
I'm a little more braver with my lines, so just be prepared to be shocked. You're either going to get turned down or it's going to work. One or the other.
Or slapped in the face.
It's a risk you got to take.
Let's see when the pandemic calms down. We'll see what happens. Anyway. how have you guys been working post-political COVID age? How's that been?
It hasn't stopped us, bro. We film every Friday. Like, we show up and...
every workplace is different, so it's interesting to know. You know, some are safe, and some people are constantly taking sick days. It depends.
Fuck that. We haven't even thought of that at all. Like,
no.
All right.
Not at all.
We just know we got to do a show and we go and do it. Yeah. I mean, we really haven't even. Sometimes we do two shows a week. It just depends on who we got.
I just got back from
what we got to work with.
I got back from a wonderful wedding that was in Maine, and just it was great catching up with cousins and everything. And next thing you know, we are on our way back, and both my dad and sister both got sick. And I was like, "What the fuck?" Distance. In the same household, and so that was two chaotic weeks. But it's interesting how everyone's susceptibility and just symptoms are different.
I mean, it's
I got a bunch of kids, so I'm just expecting them to come home with it one day, and I know I'm gonna get it. It's there's no avoiding it in any kind of way, so I'll just kind of live my life and worry about it later.
I haven't gotten it yet.
You haven't got it yet?
Never gotten it.
I've had it like three times.
I only got it one time.
I don't have time for that shit.
Hey, facts.
That immune system.
Don't have time.
Yeah. So he was asking us about our guests. Which one is the?
Yeah. How do you select your guests? How do you get them on? Other than I know them.
It just depends. The majority of the guests are just luck sometimes. We've recorded at a real good studio, and usually there's just people walking out, and you're like, hey, I've seen you before. Hey, I've heard your song. And then we start talking to them, and then, hey, they become a guest. Or
nice.
I've got lucky enough to where I reach out to random people and business owners, strippers, OnlyFans porn girls, folks, and porn stars, and they've been, you know, they want to try it. A lot of them haven't been on podcasts, and they find it interesting, and it's something they want to do, so it intrigues them.
That's good. what's been the interviews that have kind of left you cold, where you're just like, wow, did we really just have that conversation? That was electrifying. You know, blew me away, you know?
There's a lot.
Oh, man.
It's because with our podcast, it can go many different ways.
Always.
Depending on the person, depending on how open the person wants to be.
Yeah, that's true.
So
I just knew I had to include.
And then
you guys on here because I love talking to DJs.
And then I don't really know what I'm going to say at the moment until I say it. These guys were cringing the other day when I asked a female rapper if she got groupies.
I was just like, what? I was just like, is he really asking this? And let's see where it goes.
Yeah, because I was curious. I'm like, do the female rappers act like the guy rappers? Do they like take the groupies backstage and, you know, turn them out? I don't know. I was curious.
They made you feel comfortable to ask that loaded question.
No, they were laughing at it. And if you look on the show, they actually signed his boobs at the end of the.
Oh yeah, they signed my boobs.
Yeah.
It's just random, man.
It's moves, not boobs.
Oh, moves.
There you go.
Clarification here. Trigger warning for those already not offended.
Use that.
Fuck off.
Yeah, there you go. We say what we want because we're men. It's like I said, what he said, man. One minute we're having fun, and next minute we're on a serious note, and then we move on, you know? It just depends how open you want to be.
Totally. Oh, man. So, what other upcoming events do you have planned? Like, have you thought of even covering a live, like, event as part of the podcast or radio show?
Yes, all of that. We want to venture everywhere, man. Like I said, we want to start hitting the streets. I know.
You sound like a narc when you say that. Hit the streets.
One of us is. I'm not going to say who, but one of us is.
Yeah, one of us.
Sure as fuck ain't me. I'm a security guard. I ain't a narc.
The guy with the Superman shirt. It's a little suspicious.
a little. No, but you know what? Like I said, we want to be everywhere, man. I know P.O. Express, you know, me and him have the same ideas of what we want the show to go, where the show to go, and everywhere. From your favorite food place to interviewing people to your favorite stars.
We have discussed food. It's been so hysterical talking with people around the globe about their favorite and least favorite places to eat burgers or pizza, pasta.
You can ask me and Peel, man. We love to eat, so.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Stream. So, P.O., what has been the worst Asian buffet place that you've been to, and what's been the best?
Man, I don't even think this place is open anymore. That's how bad it was. And actually, the best I've ever had was a little place in Philadelphia, and I can't remember what it was called. I worked in Philadelphia for a while, and it was some of the best Asian food I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah, and it was right across the street from the hotel I was staying at, so it was just so convenient, too. It was good.
It was real meat.
I hope so. It doesn't matter. It was good, so I'm happy with it.
Can I get the number? Add some meow?
Yeah, you're reading cat. Oh, man. Don't pussy out. Gotta eat this. How about the best? What's been the best Asian buffet place you've been?
You, Manu, you got more experience with that.
Actually, the best buffet I've been to is called the Ninja Sushi.
Ninja Sushi, already.
Yeah.
Interested?
It's actually here in Arlington off of Cooper. They have free promotion. I like it. There's free sushi. I mean, it's
Ninja Sushi.
And it's cheap. So affordable.
Already sold. Cheap. Ninja Sushi is a catchy name. Yeah.
I never had sushi. You know that?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've never had it.
You can't be friends. Anyway, go ahead.
I gotta take you there, bro.
I'm not saying I wouldn't try it, but I've never had it.
All right, I definitely gotta take you there because I've been wanting to go. I had no one to go with, so
that sounds depressing. I'll
take you there.
Yeah, I've stuck to eating mostly tacos my whole life. So.
All right, so even perfect. What's been the best and worst taco restaurant?
Oh man, in Philadelphia, there's not a lot of Mexican food places.
Damn, that's crazy.
So wow. when I went, it wasn't great at all. I tried like 5 different spots. None of them were good.
Really?
So you make your own?
Yeah. That's what we did. There was a lot of Mexican guys working there that were from Texas, so we would all kind of get together and just make our own food because what they had up there wasn't working with us. And I'm gonna say something. It's probably gonna make people mad, but the fucking Philly cheesesteak kind of overrated.
We're canceled.
Overrated.
It's all good.
Just saying. I don't see. It's just some.
It's fine.
It wasn't even good tasting meat. It wasn't even seasoned.
They're not even. All I did was add cheese meat half the time. They're just mixing up just a bunch of just
probably whatever it was. It just wasn't great.
Spam.
And they left cheese whiz up there for whatever reason.
And adding extra salt to it. That was like, yeah.
Too much. Right. Well, like that one, you won't tell the difference.
Right. Could be organic. Still wouldn't know. So when you go to a restaurant, what do you look for in it other than just the atmosphere, a not annoying music playlist, and just a cool environment to just host any kind of event, whether it's a work meet or party or family get together?
I look at it that way. I do. I'll be like, would this be good for a cool date or hang out with the boys? You know, it just depends what you're looking for.
Sure thing.
Not me. I look at the servings. If they got some big ass servings, I'm more than down for it. Nice. If the shit is greasy, I'm all over it.
True. Facts.
I'm a fat boy at heart, man.
I know, me too, man. Me too.
Very cool. What have been some upcoming events that you're looking forward to? Music, boxing. What's been upcoming that you're like, I gotta see that out, seek that out. Conventions.
You go.
No, you go. I've been talking this whole time.
Man, you should be doing some cosplaying. I can just feel it.
we actually thought about going to a cosplay convention.
Yeah.
We're trying to see when the next one's up.
Already. Half your dates are going to be in.
We want to go
Manny's
just to
eyesight and be like, getting her.
Mm-hmm. Bro, I'm gonna be walking around with a heart.
I already know.
No. Yeah, we. You know what? we were talking about it, man. Like I said, the cosplay thing. We're not just one thing. We're many things. So we want to hit a cosplay, see what it's about. Actually, interview people out there, and you know, for us to be in character. I don't know what we would go as, but we
could
know.
Be a Ninja Turtle. You could be a.
Oh, bro. That would be badass.
For one, I got my selection with Manuel would be really slim because he doesn't watch anime or anything like that.
All he knows is
Dragon Ball Z and Justice League.
Manuel should go as Tetsuo from Akira.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Literally, you don't have to do anything. You just have to be all angry and just be going, Tetsuo!
That's me all day anyway.
All right, perfect. Nah. Guadalupe, have you thought of going as El Mariachi?
Oh, that'd be actually pretty
Desperado
dope.
Movies.
Oh, Banderas. Like
I remember the Antonio Banderas movie where he's the mysterious gunslinger. It's a total spaghetti
Desperado,
western.
Bro.
Yeah.
And just you have all these machine guns and a.
That's actually a pretty dope idea. I like that. I
just
fucking like
in
that.
Smooth.
You gotta have that sexy voice. Maria.
I do have a sexy voice.
Maria.
I laughed a little too hard about that.
Voice the next beat.
Hey, yeah. Cam, didn't you go as
I went as Jedi Punisher with Fabian, and Fabian went as Morpheus from the Matrix, and he had the whole suit and the sword. It was fucking awesome.
I got some beef with Fabian.
Yeah, I posed with some gals that were going as like Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy, and then I gave one of the Ninja Turtles my gun.
Really?
And he did the, you know, gangsta sign. It was great. I got those photos still somewhere. Nowadays, I'd probably go as just some other kind of badass who I grew up watching. I'd go as Jack Bauer in 24. Now, probably.
You know what my fear is? That if I go as the Hulk and people be like, oh, you came as Shrek, that would just kill my spirit.
That'd be a short, chubby Shrek.
I'd go as Ray Donovan nowadays. I could see you totally rocking.
Hulk smash. I'm like, oh, look, that's Shrek right there.
That fat ass Shrek.
Mexican Jack Black is in the house.
What the? Mexican Jack Black, bro, that killed me.
There you go. You guys can go as Tenacious D. I'd see that.
Oh man, I gotta be the tall bald one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kyle's awesome.
Nah, let's go as
members of South Park.
I was gonna say Batman and Robin, but
that's too gay. I'm not your fucking Robin,
all right.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But Manny should go as Cartman. You should Guadalupe, you can go as
you are a fucking Stan. Cartman.
Yeah.
You are a fucking Cartman. That actually worked perfect. You know what? We should do that.
Or better yet, no, Guadalupe, you can go as Archer.
You know what? I never watched Archer.
See? He's that.
You got Homer. Watch it. Laugh your ass off. No. You can go as Eric Andre.
Eric Andre.
That comedian. You've never seen Eric Andre.
I've never seen Eric Andre.
Mm-mm.
Okay. What streaming platform do you have?
Everything.
Okay. Go to Hulu and do yourself a favor and watch the Eric Andre show. It's basically a Space Ghost parody. And he's a mixed celeb, and he's hysterical because he's always breaking shit, just being random as fuck. And his moderator is the comedian Hannibal Buress, and it's just
crazy. You said Hannibal Buress. I'm sold.
Right. Yeah.
He ends up, like South Park, they end up pretty much killing each other every other episode. It's like it's just like Tim and Eric. It's an anti everything. It's just like, I can't believe I just watched 5 episodes of that. That's some stupid shit, and it's funny as hell.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check it out.
What are you guys currently watching, movies and TV wise? Have you seen, I meant to ask Manny this actually a year ago, did you see that new Bruce Lee inspired TV show Warrior?
No, I have not. I just
some of the guys from The Raid in it. It's pretty cool.
No, I'm not. I actually just finished watching Cobra Kai. Never dies.
He's a Karate Kid fan. Are you excited for and pumped for Creed 3? I know we're some Rocky fans.
Yes, fuck yes. I just see the trailer. Yeah, dude, it's gonna.
Jonathan Majors of Lovecraft Country and the Five Bloods. I'm like, yeah, this is gonna be a
bad. That dude got fucking huge for that movie.
And yes, he did.
Yeah. It is fucking unreal how big he is.
Yeah. Dude, that's scary, but he's shit.
It's gonna be pretty action packed.
I'm excited for it. I want to see it.
I do too.
Who are some of your other favorite movie stars and musicians nowadays that you're listening to, keeping up with, inspire you?
Oh, dude.
I know, too many.
Music-wise, I became a big fan of Fly Above Fire. Like, we had them on the show, and I started listening to their music.
Fly Above Fire.
Camping in the fire.
Shit in the fire. Okay, Fly Above Fire.
They used to be intercourse.
Artists. Wow. Yeah. They're from Dallas, Texas. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Checking out.
Yeah. We had them on the show and they sent us the playlist. I became a big fan.
They got some good shit. Good shit.
I'm checking this out. This is awesome.
And then my boy, Little Cass, I became a huge fan. I started listening to his music too. So it's completely different. It's night and day. But I like to versatile when I'm working out. So
nice.
Some shit I'm some days I'm a narco and I'm sending dope. And other days I'm inspirational and kind of, you know, you don't know.
Oh, I know. Calling me parole officer. Anyway, seriously.
What am I listening to now?
Yeah.
A little bit of everything. I jump around from fucking everything randomly. But right now, something I've been listening to is I've been listening to a lot of Lil Baby.
Lil Baby.
I'm a hip hop fan. I always go back to.
Got the little in their name.
Iron. Yeah.
Okay. I've heard his compilations. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. You probably heard it.
Do it now. In a minute. Okay, I've heard him on a playlist. I have not heard him one-on-one, so that's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty good. He's got a lot of...
It's weird. It's like he sounds like some of today's hip-hop, but he doesn't, if that makes sense. It's kind of...
Just listen to the lyrics and it'll get you. He isn't your everyday ignorant rapper.
I have heard the song Baby. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, very cool. Movies and TV that you're keeping up with.
Right now, fucking Game of Thrones.
You like your porn and your swords and everything. Nice.
Yeah, you know, it's got everything you want. You know, shit. People fucking dragons. It's good.
I just got done binging that new Lord of the Rings reboot show.
I haven't seen it yet.
Best show of the year.
It's on my to-do list. But I got so many shows that I'm trying to... Yeah. I got so many shows I'm watching.
I don't know why, but I have a feeling you guys would like something like Bosch or Ray Donovan.
I've seen some of Ray Donovan.
All that ass-kicking, loyalty themes, and even jazz soundtrack is going to sit well with you guys.
It's pretty good. I've seen
The Terminal List is interesting. That's the one with Star-Lord from Guardians.
Mm. Oh, shit, I haven't seen that one.
It's kind of like Equalizer and Bourne Identity. It's very just like, what if basically you were a special ops guy, you lost a bunch of comrades, and then you had even more tragedy. Some mysterious forces and rogue government agents killed your family, and you're a fugitive on the run.
Oh, wow.
But they go even deeper, like, all the villains are very well textured and they're in the thick of it. Half the time, the evil's right in front of them and they're just not acknowledging it. They've been in the ilky part of society for so long. And the main hero doesn't know how far he can go. He almost unintentionally commits friendly fire on several occasions because it keeps setting him off, all this, you know, revenge. And they do a good job of just channeling the inner conflict.
No.
Yeah. Recommendation. There's all kinds of cool ass-kicking shows. That's the thing. We have too much, so you got to find time to do this all, and it doesn't help that basically you pretty much got to reserve an evening for it. It's like, I'm doing 3 hours of this.
Yeah.
Watching 3 episodes of Justify, where he takes on all these crooked Kentucky guys. Oh.
How about you? Are you still directing films, or...?
I'm working with our buddy Ruby Robledo's pal Nathaniel Avila and helping him out on various documentary shorts, and they got a horror movie in mind that they want to do, so let's hope they can make the funds and make it happen. So,
hey, I know a whore. His name is Theo.
Yeah.
It's a horror movie.
I am a retired whore.
Well, now it's a different kind of movie.
I got PTSD, post-traumatic slut disorder.
Penetration through not going to say it.
Yeah, you keep hanging out with us, you'll start talking like us, bro. I'm telling you, you'll start just...
I'm always talking nasty. I just always make sure no one's watching.
Hey, I was telling... I think... Were you the one that...
Yeah. Oh, some of the, I'm just going to add English.
That forgot to record on the boom mic. Was that you? One time when they were making a movie? Was that you?
That was him. I heard the story.
I don't know why that just came to my head. I'm like, wait, is that
me? Worst fucking day of my life. I'm like, maybe I should just fucking quit. And we recently just really talked about that, right? Sucked is there was like some other guy, Shannon or somebody, who knew I was doing it the wrong way and didn't have the balls to tell me. I'm like, motherfucker, tell me I'm doing it wrong. Still sitting there.
Yeah.
So now I know that. People talking shit about that.
Look, because I remember, I forgot who told me the story. I'm like, was that Cameron? That's. It's all good, bro. It happens.
It's all good. I'm still working. Those filmmakers didn't go anywhere.
Nah, I know. I heard about it. But that was a while back, bro.
Oh, so man. Nothing worse than when you're operating the boom mic and you can tell that, it's not operating because the light's blinking. It should be a static red. Press record. It's all good. I'll try to invite you guys to some of these audio dramas we're working on.
Who has a show now, huh? Who's laughing now?
Right?
We're on your show.
We're on our show. Thank you. Right. Thank you for that ego stroke. So I'm going to definitely... I found out there's many platforms to have upload your audio dramas to. So we find something good that you can record a voiceover here on Zoom, we might have to do that.
Okay.
Tell me what kind of characters you want to play. Let's write something around you guys.
Shit, we are characters already, bros. Just all you gotta do is let us talk, and we'll give you a whole fucking book.
He's a Mighty Morphing Power Ranger, Guadalupe. He's a cowboy, half Native American, half prostitute, half Navy SEAL, half alien.
There you go. I can play all that in one.
He's going around the galaxy, blowing shit up. I don't know.
Howdy, y'all want to smoke weed and fuck?
Oh, okay, yeah.
My slogan.
Smoke weed and fuck.
Smoke
jump on in. Jump on in my spaceship.
Yeah, let's go to my spaceship. I'll take you places you've never been.
Going in reverse. Man, you just had a fade out there on your Zoom.
Oh, it's up.
Man, he's a ghost this whole time. I should have known it. We're talking to the undead.
I don't know what happened. Oh, no.
So weird. Many found the filter hacking his computer.
I'm trying. Yeah, I was. Do you see me? We're good. Oh,
shit.
Yes.
TV.
But yeah, it's like, how you...
yeah.
This is ironic, right?
Yep.
But, so what we got in the, what do you got planned for Cameron? Like, well, what you got planned for you?
For me? Once again, I got so many different collaborations on here. We've reviewed so many different movies, music, and TV shows. I've been honored to talk to some of my favorite musicians, actors, even adult film stars. I've been fortunate enough to just do all kinds of just talking with just people who I've grown up watching.
Or beating off to.
Mm-hmm. Which porn star have you talked to that we know?
Which one? That caught my attention. Which one?
Okay. I'm diving it up now.
P.O. What the fuck?
Huh?
See the text
book? Oh. Yeah, I see it. I was like, what the hell is that? Oh.
I don't even know who that is, though.
I'll do some research later.
All right. I'm sending the
I know
text.
You're gonna look it up later too, you nasty fuck.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna look it up.
I'm sending it to Manny now. Okay. But yeah, I've been fortunate enough to also just do some fun one-on-one interviews, and I always just try to get some inspiration, and it's just so cool when you can just have someone who is like a powerhouse who has their own story, We talked about some of our favorite filmmakers, actors, and what have you. And we've even just, I've guested on various other podcasts and been just always just fun how we can do this all remotely and just be very interactive. And I'm not getting greedy at all. It's all just very fun just having this kind of interaction. It's not bullshitting in a forum and talking shit. You know, it's not gaming with inanimate people around the globe. We're actually forming a fun community. I've listened to some local musicians lately and just been really just loving how, you know, despite the policies on Spotify, it really is cool just finding new shit that isn't going to be played on the radio.
Yeah.
Who, you know, talent's in the making. And so I'm glad you brought up that name for me. I'm like, I'll be sure to check that band out. Cool that you got to sit down with them. I hadn't heard that episode. I've heard a bunch of your episodes, but that was not one. I would say
Fabian, yeah.
Love that dude. That dude is fucking awesome. He's been in so many comedy skits.
Way back. And...
Am I the only one that hates that motherfucker?
I'm going to tell him you said that.
Tell him. As a matter of fact, that motherfucker called me fat the other day.
Oh.
Nobody calls Peel fat.
Motherfucker acting like he that skinny. Fabian, you're that fuck too. Tell him I said that.
That sounds a little bit right.
Well, when he apologized to Peel, we planned to have him back on the show for calling him fat.
Yeah, I want to call him fat to his face. So, yeah, we're going to have him back on the show.
And apologize only to... This is an ongoing war.
I need you to apologize, you fat fuck.
Nobody calls baby fat.
He got me though. He got me.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I said, but then I think I said I'm like the camera adds a pound or two. He goes, "How many cameras you have on you?" I'm like, "Fuck you."
But I would tell you, watch the new episodes, Cameron. Watch the new episodes. We switched over from Sour
Kit. We switched over to Sour Kids Production.
Sour Kids Production.
Yes.
I think we're what, 4 or 5 episodes in already, Peel?
About 5.
I would tell you to look at that now compared to the rest of it, and you'll see like a big, the format's different. I think it's more wild because now we have no holds bars. Like there's literally anything goes.
For sure.
So I would tell you check out the
Cancel Show on YouTube, Spotify, and everywhere else that podcasts are played.
Mm-hmm.
Badass.
Yeah. So you can actually watch the videos too on Spotify now too. So in case you miss it, we're on there too.
Badass. Thank you much. Keep kicking ass and entertaining the shit out of us.
Hey man, as long as you guys like it,
No, it's not about our stupid asses. It's about what you want to do. If you want to do it, you keep doing it.
I think we're gonna keep doing it until it's no longer fun. Once it stops being fun, then...
when it becomes work, then it's pain in the ass.
Yeah,
I mean, as long as I'm getting paid for it and it becomes work, I'll do it, you know?
Yeah, but shit. Well,
then get some sponsors. A Patreon or an OnlyFans.
We're working on that right now.
Yeah. What do you know?
By the way, a beef jerky company, a beef jerky company wants to send us some beef jerky. But you gotta eat it on camera.
Fear Factor canceled show edition.
It's their hottest beef jerky that they make.
That's it.
And I told them that you would eat it on camera.
How hot? But that ghost pepper
is pretty hot.
Well, here's some the question: is he allowed to down it and then drink a lot of milk, or does he have to suffer the rest of the day? It's gonna be some.
I just want him to eat a little piece. He just has to eat a little piece.
So I'll send Manny some just large gallons of milk that can.
No, that pepper. I would literally end up in the hospital dead. I can't eat.
He
spicy.
Is the worst with fucking hot food. He just doesn't do it.
Fix that. More probiotics for Manny. Make sure that goes down right through you.
Right? Oh, man. Nah. Are you for real, P.O., or?
I'm being for real. I'll let you know when I get
it. I don't
it.
Think he was kidding.
I don't play.
See. And I, you know what I've been wanting to do? Hey, Cameron, you probably can help me. Do you know anybody with lizards or
lizards?
Reptiles? Yeah.
Like a giant-ass lizard?
Well, somebody that knows about animals, because I wanted someone to walk in with spiders, lizards. Because I knew a friend, and she has all that.
There was this one gal who would go to various birthday parties. I don't know if she was part of a company or ever, and she would just bring this giant boa constrictor around.
Oh, yeah. I'll do a show with that.
Yeah, I don't know if she still does it. So, yeah, maybe you guys should tour Kathy's Critters. I know it's way up there in fucking Allen and Plano, but it'd be fucking cool to see you guys go around that interactive zoo.
that would be
it's
nice.
It's literally a giant farm it almost looks like you've escaped to South Africa. It's literally that detailed and everything and foresty. It's a beauty. Everything. Sheep, dogs, cats, horses, deer.
Because I know there's a place right there in Frisco. It's, what is it called, man? It's a sanctuary, but they have all kinds of big cats and all that. But I mean, I doubt that they're gonna bring a tiger to the fucking studio. Maybe. But Pio has to pet it.
Maybe. Okay. Well, we are looking forward to what you guys got coming up in the future.
Thanks, Morski.
Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening. It's a Jacked Up.